Friends, we now move on to the next chapter, chapter number 13 of our subject, Total Quality Management, TQM. And the name of the chapter is Measurement Systems Analysis. For implementation of TQM, one very important thing is our measurement systems must be very capable. Like our equipments and machines should be capable. At the same time, our measurement systems also must be capable. That means there should not be any variation in the measurements done by various people and measurements done at various times. So, depending on these measurement systems, we can measure our quality, and then we are deciding whether the component is okay as per the specifications or not. It is as per the customer's requirements or not, that we decide on the basis of capability of our measurement systems. So, very important subject. Quality is based on product's compliance to expectations and requirements of the customer. Compliance. And this compliance or this quality is a measurable characteristics. We can measure it, whether okay or not, within specification or not, near the target or not, how less, how much more, that we can measure, it is a measurable characteristics. Quality measurement should be based on the quantity and cost of non-conformances. Poor quality raises costs. We have seen in the quality costs that poor quality increases our cost unnecessarily, as poor quality increases the size and cost of the hidden factory. If we keep on making the defects, bigger and bigger hidden factory we are running, where waste, scrap and repair are actually manufactured. So, that is a hidden factory. In the earlier chapters, I have shown you the hidden wastes which are not visible under the water, and our boat gets stuck to those wastes and not able to make any progress. Poor quality raises cost unnecessarily, and so we have to value and quality can be most effectively improved by measuring non-conformances in terms of quantity, cost and systematically attacking the dominant non-conformances. The first challenge, developing and implementing a quality measurement system. Developing, suppose we want to measure pressure, we have to develop the pressure gauge. We have to measure the temperature, we have to develop the proper thermometer or pyrometer. The decision to adjust a manufacturing process, for example, SPC, I have shown you SPC, statistical process control. Now, I am setting the machine and I am manufacturing the first part, then I am measuring it, then I am manufacturing the second part, then I am measuring it, then third, fourth and fifth, I measure all the five parts and then decide whether the average of these five parts is near the mu, that means near the center of the tolerance or not, or it is away from the target, away in the plus side or away in the minus side. How can I decide like this? I decide it on the basis of a manufacturing measurement system. The decision to adjust a manufacturing process or not is now commonly based on measurement data or some statistics calculated from them. What is statistics? X bar, standard deviation, mu, R. They are compared with statistical control limits for the process. And if the comparison indicates that process is out of statistical control, that means there is an upper control limit, there is a lower control limit, and the average of these five parts, if it is beyond the upper control limit or below the lower control limit, then we adjust our machine. So, decision to adjust our machine depends on how capable our measurement system is. If we don't do like this, the process is allowed to run without adjustment. That means, suppose we measure the characteristics, average is within the control limits, then we allow the process to run without any adjustment. Another use of measurement data is to determine if significant relationship exists between two or more variables. There are two variables, for example, temperature and diameter, or temperature and coefficient of expansion. For example, a critical dimension on a molded plastic part is related to the temperature of the feed material. If the temperature is more, then the dimension on the molded plastic part can be different. So, they have a direct relationship. Such a relationship could be studied by using a statistical procedure called regression analysis. Whether there is a relationship between the two variables or not, we can plot a graph called regression analysis. But how do we do it? By means of, or by the help of, a capable measurement system. So, our quality or quality measurement or taking a decision whether to adjust the machine or not depends on measurement system, depends on capability of measurement system. And measurement system means it can be a gauge, it can be an instrument, it can be a thermometer. So, I am making a beginning with gauge. What is a gauge? Gauge is any device. It can be a snap gauge or it can be a plug gauge. Any device used to obtain measurement. Frequently used to refer specifically to the devices used on the shop floor. I was the in charge of shop floor and I was using various gauges, snap gauges, plug gauges and so on. I was using it to measure the parameters which I have produced on my machine, including go, no go. Go means if it is a hole, it should go. That means the gauge should go, and no go means if I have manufactured a hole, the gauge should not go. One gauge, there will be one go gauge which should go, there will be one no go gauge which should not go. And if the go gauge goes and no go doesn't go, I consider that the diameter of the hole is okay. So, that is a gauge. Any device used to obtain measurements. Frequently used to refer specifically to the devices used on the shop floor, including go, no go, plug gauge or snap gauge. Then I am coming to measurement system, the collection of operations, procedures, gauges and other equipments, software and personnel used to assign a number to the characteristics being measured, the complete process used to obtain measurements. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, is the principal standards organization in the United States. There, the ultimate standards are kept. It serves as the repository for most of the nation's physical and chemical measurement standards. Measurements are transferred from that national standard to the next level standard, which is called a primary standard. Measurements are transferred from this primary standard to another level of standard called a secondary standard. For the secondary standards to be traceable, the transfer must be done by using appropriate calibration procedure. What is calibration? Calibration is often regarded as the process of adjusting the indication on a measurement instrument. That means measurement instrument, let us say, has a dial gauge. I adjust the zero on the basis of a standard. Adjusting the indication of a measurement instrument to agree with value of the applied standard within a specified accuracy. For example, a thermometer could be calibrated to the error of indication or the correction is determined and adjusted so that it shows the true temperature in degrees centigrade or in degrees Fahrenheit or in Celsius at specific points on the scale. For example, it is calibrated for 98.5 degrees Fahrenheit, then it is calibrated for 100 degrees Fahrenheit at specific points on the scale. Now, I am coming to one very important thing called bias. For example, my measurements are like this, made by the gauge, average value is this, but the reference value is this. That means actually this average value should have been here, but it is not, and so from the reference value to the average of the measurement system or gauge, I call it as bias. The gauge is measuring something, but my reference value is different. What is the difference between the reference value and the gauge value is called bias. Then I will come to repeatability. Gauge must be repeatable. Repeatability is the variation in measurements obtained with one measurement instrument. Take one measurement instrument, then check the diameter or a parameter on a component now. Then do it again and again, several times by one appraiser. Appraiser means one inspector, one individual human being, trained person. This one person does the measurement on the same part again and again, several times again and again. And if there is any difference in the values obtained from time to time while measuring the identical characteristics on the same part, so repeatability is the variation in measurements obtained with one measurement instrument when used several times by one appraiser while measuring the identical characteristics on the same part. Again, I will explain that one diameter is there. That diameter is checked by one appraiser several times by the same instrument, and the variation obtained is called repeatability. If there is no variation, I say gauge is excellent, it is very repeatable. The repeatability should be as low as possible. Reproducibility. Now, what is reproducibility? I know repeatability. No, reproducibility is variation in the average of measurements made by different appraisers. For example, I have three appraisers, A, B and C. Now, appraiser A takes the part, he checks the diameter on the part. By the same gauge, appraiser B checks the diameter on the same part. And by the same gauge, appraiser number 3 or appraiser number C checks the diameter on the same part. And if there is variation between the measurements taken by A, B and C, then I call it as reproducibility of the instrument. Reproducibility is the variation in the average of measurements made by different appraisers using the same measuring instrument when measuring the identical characteristics on the same part. That means when I talk about repeatability, it is only one appraiser, and when I talk about reproducibility, it is more than one appraiser and difference between the measurements taken by various appraisers. Because it can be that appraiser A is a very strong person, he uses more pressure while checking it. Appraiser B is a very weak person, he uses less pressure while checking it, and maybe that pressure is creating some problem. And it speaks about capability of the gauge, capability of the measuring instruments. Repeatability and reproducibility, R and R. I call it as gauge R and R. So reproducibility is like this. Operator A, his variation, his measurement is like this. Operator B, he is lower, and operator C is having more. Reproducibility is difference between the largest variation between operator B and operator C. Reproducibility. Then stability. The gauge, the best gauge, good gauge should be repeatable, reproducible, and also stable. What is stable? Stability. Stability or drift is the total variation in the measurements observed with a measurement system on the same master or parts when measuring a single characteristic over an extended time period. What is extended time period? I check it today, then maybe I check it in the evening, then after 2 days, then after 3 days, same part. I check the same part on the same gauge, same master, and I check over extended time period. Maybe today I check it, after 6 months if I check it. If there is a variation or drift, then I call it as stability of the instrument. If it is too much variation, I say the instrument is not stable. What is the parameter? Parameter can be the environment. Parameter can be the ambient temperature. Parameter can be the humidity. Parameter can be the voltage variation. So many things are happening around in the environment. From time to time, if the measurement changes, measurement value changes, and then it is not stable. The instrument must be very stable. Then linearity, it should be linear. What is linear? Linearity is the difference in bias values through the expected operating range of the gauge. Lower part of the range can have lower bias. For example, range is like, let us say, 1 centimeter to 10 centimeter. In the lower range, the bias can be different. In the higher range, bias can be different. Larger bias, in the lower range, lower bias. Difference in bias through the expected operating range of the gauge is called linearity. Gauge R and R. I was talking about gauge R and R. Very important parameter, gauge R and R is gauge repeatability and reproducibility. Whenever you have any gauge, you should measure the gauge R and R. It gives you the indication about the capability of the instrument, gauge R and R. How to calculate that? There are three appraisers, namely A, B and C, as I have mentioned earlier. They are trained people, they are experienced people, they are young people, similar physique, okay. So, three people are there, A, B and C. Now, these three people are measuring 10 parts twice with the same gauge. Why twice? Because when I check the same part twice, I also know the repeatability of the instrument. And when three people are checking, then I know the reproducibility of the instrument as I have defined it earlier. Appraiser A is checking 10 parts, each part twice. Appraiser B is checking the same 10 parts, each part twice with the same gauge. Appraiser C is checking the same 10 parts with the same gauge, each part twice. That means A checks the part, all the 10 parts twice, B checks all the 10 parts twice, C also checks all the 10 parts twice with the same gauge. Same 10 parts, same gauge, 10 parts twice. And then we calculate the repeatability and reproducibility by available formulae. For example, guidelines for acceptance of gauge repeatability and reproducibility. Under 10% error of gauge R and R, the measurement system is acceptable. If the R and R is less than 10%, we say that measurement system is acceptable. If the error is between 10 to 30%, it may be acceptable based on importance of application. If it's a very critical application, if it's CTQ, it's a customer important dimension, okay, may not be acceptable. But suppose the importance is not very much, depending on the importance of the application, cost of gauge, cost of repairs, then we cannot throw the gauge, okay, we may accept it under concession. But over 30% error of gauge R&R, measurement system needs improvement. Make every effort to identify the problems and have them corrected, then only put the gauge into production. So gauge R&R error we can calculate by available formulae, and this formula and this measurement system and how to calculate, the method of calculation is given in the book. Very, very clearly it is given in the book how 10 people are measuring the 3 people are measuring the 10 parts twice, and how the calculation of repeatability and reproducibility is done, given very clearly in the book. Please study that. If the error is less than 10%, straightway access the gauge. Thank you.